分之一的时间是不是？
Then about a quarter.
就是百分之二十五的时间呢、啊，在花在学校里面。
About 25% of your.
所以哈、啊，我们对学校的生活应该啊要有一个认识。
So that's why we need to have an understanding of our school life.
因为人生最宝贵的十八年，我们花在学校上面。
But because we spend the most valuable 18 years of our lives in school.
那学校教育的主要有四个目标。
There are four main goals for education in school.
我们常常觉得说，我到学校就是去念书，其实念书只是四个目标当中的一个。
We often think that we go to school for studying, for knowledge, but actually that's only one of the goals.
那一般人哈、啊，我们一般人啊所能够同意的就是应该有四个重要的学习。
So most people will agree that there will be four main goals to learn.
第一个就是德育。
First is virtue.
啊，第二个是知识上的吸收。
Second is knowledge.
第三个是身体上的操练。
Third, physical training.
啊，第四个是群体生活的学习。
Fourth is teamwork or communal living.
这应该是学校教育一个四个很重要的目标。
So these are four very important goals for education.
所以我们十八年的学校教育下来，应该在这个德智体群哦，这四方面应该都能够学到很多。
So in our 18 years of school life, we should learn much of in these four areas.
那我们这个教育才叫做成功。
Then we could call our education a success.
好，那我们现在从第一点来看哈，德育。
Let's look at point A, virtue.
那既然把它放在第一点，就是表示它有最高的价值，在说我们所受教育里面的最高的价值。
We put that as the first point because it's the most valuable.
因为如果一个人很有知识，但是他没有品德。
If a person is very knowledgeable but without good character.
啊，很可能这个知识不但对社会带来不好，而且会不没有办法带来造就社会，而且会造成给社会带来很大的危害。
It's very possible that the knowledge may not benefit the society, but his poor virtues could ruin the society.
啊，大家不认识毛泽东
？Do we all know Mao Zedong？
啊，有谁不认识毛泽东的举手
？You don't know。Mao Zedong, please raise your hand.
大家都知道哈、哦，好。毛泽东哈、哦，你抛开道德来讲，毛泽东很伟大。
If you take away virtues, Mao is a very great man.
中国有十亿人哦，毛泽东一个人能够把中国搞来搞去，好像拿在手里面玩。
There are a billion people in China. Mao, he could manage all one billion people.
啊，有一阵子他发动文化大革命。
He started a cultural revolution.
那文化大革命里有一群人叫做红卫兵。
And there's a group of people called the Red Army.
都是像你们这个年纪。
They are your age.
不读书啊。
They don't study.
当红卫兵，啊，去斗谁
？And they oppose certain group of people.
就去斗那个学校的教授。
They oppose the principles of school.
啊，那你那个乡镇里面的地主。
The owners, property owners in the villages.
啊，社会里面的有钱人。
They oppose the wealthy of the society.
就用一条铁丝哈，然后挂一个很大的牌子在街上游行。
They use an iron chain to chain these men and have them parade around the streets.
文化大革命，中国死了几千万人。
And during the Cultural Revolution, thousands and thousands of Chinese died.
那有人去过毛泽东的住的地方。
And some have been to Mao's residence.
他说他的那个住房啊，连卧房啊，满满都是书啊。
And they say that even his bedroom is full of books.
所以毛泽东哦，他本来是个图书管理员啊，他在图书馆里面读好多书。
Mao used to be a librarian, so he read much at the library.
所以他把中国历代哦，这么皇帝怎么做皇帝才会成功，他都读得很熟。
So he was well read in the Chinese history of the success of different emperors.
所以在中国历史里面杀人最多的一个毛泽东。
So in Chinese history, we know that Mao had massacred most people.
他很有知识。
He was full of knowledge.
可惜他没有德。
Unfortunately, he was virtuous.
所以学校教育如果学知识哈，没有德很厉害，很危险的。
So it is very dangerous if we study in school.Without virtue.
因此这个德应该是学校教育里面的一个很重要的目标。
That's why virtue should be one of the most important goals in school education.
啊，它的这个重要性要超过知识。
And it's higher in priority than knowledge.
啊，传道书里面第七章第一节说。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 1, it says,
说名誉强如美好的膏油。
A good name is better than fine perfume.
这个名啊，就是从德来的，因为有好的德性，所以好名。
A good name comes from good virtue.
啊，也因此，一个学校教育完之后，一个人应该要有很好的品德。
So after you completed your education in school, we must have good virtues.
啊，因此使他有一个很好的名。
And thus we have good name.
那在西方的这个社会里面。
In the Western culture,
啊，一个人的这个德性包括诚实，包括勇敢。
Virtues include honesty and courage.
啊，包括他的个人的操守。
Their integrity.
还有包括他对人生的乐观。
And their optimistic view of the life.
这是西方社会里面所说的德。
This is the definition of virtue in the Western society.
啊，第一个就是诚实。
First is honesty.
我们知道哈，西方社会跟非洲不一样。
We know that Western culture is different in Africa.
西方社会是，除非他要证明你不可信，不然他基本上是相信你。
But the Western culture wants to prove and justify.
不是，他要先证明说你是不可信的，不然的话，一般都是以相信为主。
Oh, you are innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, 因为基本上啊，人都是讲诚实的。
Because basically people are honest.
那你到非洲去哈，他是要你要先证明你是可信的，不然都是不可信的。
But in Africa, we have to prove that you are trustworthy. Otherwise, everyone is not trustworthy.
所以人跟人都是怀疑的。
So we have everyone doubts each other.
所以这个整个社会有一个基本的不同。
So it's a basic difference between two cultures.
因为这个西方教育几百年来啊，就是教导人啊要诚实。
Because the Western culture, after hundreds of years of studying, teaches people to be honest.
所以你如果要买房子啊，他去调查你信用的情况。
If you want to buy a house, and they check your background.
哦，信用啊，那个
credit
啊、哦。那如果你有一张空头支票，你就完了。
And if you have a blank check, then your credit is destroyed.
啊，那你大概永远贷款贷不出来。
And you may not be able to get a loan.
哦，所以诚实是一个很重要的美德。
So honesty is a very important virtue.
这是西方所重视的。
It's emphasized in the Western culture.
你知道尼克森为什么会下台吗？
Do you know why Nixon was resigned?
他们在水门事件的时候问一个问题。
Because during the Watergate investigation, they asked a question.
就是这个，他什么时候知道这件事情？
They asked him, when did he know of this event?
他知道什么事情？
What do you know?
就问这两个问题。
They only ask these two questions.
那后来他发现尼克森说谎。
Then they discover that Nixon lied.
因为他很早就知道这个事情。
He had knew from the beginning of the Watergate incident.
他一直说他不知道。
But he denied it.
结果他就下台了。
So he had to resign.
因为他不诚实。
Because he was dishonest.
所以在这个社会里面，诚实变成你要受到人尊重啊，要受到人能够对你相信的一个很重要的因素。
So honesty in this society is a very important virtue that we must have.
所以任何一个总统若候选人证明他不诚实，他就完了。
So, if any president was proven to be dishonest, they are ruined.
那第二个就是勇敢。
Second is courageous.
所以你看我们看这个西方的一些青年都很喜欢冒险。
If you look at the Western youth from the Western cultures, they all love adventure.
你有没有看到那个？有时候电视拍出来那个青年啊，脚上绑一条绳子，没有事情做，从那很高的河上跳下去，有没有
？Have you seen they have films about bungee jumping on TV？
好，然后头再钻到河里面再跳下来。
And so they'll go head down, dip into water, and then jump back up.
这个要付钱的呢，不是刑罚，这个要付钱才可以的。
And you actually have to pay for this. This is not a punishment. You pay to. This is an enjoyment.
所以这个代表他们认为这个是美德。所以一个人如果畏畏缩缩的，不敢面对勇敢的挑战，这个没有用。
So this means that they view courage as a virtue. If you are shy or timid, they feel that you are useless.
那没有用，他们叫什么？气梗是不是？所以一个勇敢的人这个人就受到尊重。
So a courageous person is well respected.
好，那我们看那个喜马拉雅山。
When we look at the Mount Himalayas.
喜马拉雅山里面呢，好多人死掉。
Many people died in that mountain.
那在今年也有好几个死掉。
And several people died this year also.
那你看那个在上面死掉的人哈，有三分之二以上都是白人。
If you look at the death of from Himalayas, about 2/3 of them are Caucasian.
那有的家庭很圆满。
And some of them have very wonderful families.
家庭温暖很好的跑到那里去冻死。
They have a very warm family. Why would they want to go freeze to death there?
这个就是代表他们操练的勇敢。冒险的精神。
This represents their courage, brave heart.
所以这认为他们是他们的美德。
And this is one of the virtues.
啊，另外一个就是一个人的操守。
Third is integrity.
好，所以如果一个人说啊，我对你的操守有问题啊，这个一个很严重的挑战。
If a person says that they doubt your integrity, this is a great challenge.
所以这也是一种美德。
So this is also a virtue.
那英文这个 square 怎么用？什么意思？
What is
这个人不太 square， 有没有这样用
？What does the adjectives of this person is very square mean？
一个人如果品德有问题，这个就人就没有办法再相信他，操守。
If this person is not virtuous, there's a problem.
好，那最后一个是乐观哈。
Third is optimism.
我们在听这个音乐，你会发现哦，你有没有听过这个中国传统的那个音乐
？When you listen to music, have you ever heard the traditional Chinese music?
都是悲调的。
It's all very the melody is very sorrowful.
你包括那个台湾的布袋戏都是哭的。
Including some of the old Chinese folk songs.
但是你看那个美国的精神。
But if you look at the spirit of the Americans,
是乐观的。
It's very optimistic.
是进取的。
Is very happy.
所以我们一直把这个美国社会形容罪恶很深重啊，这是大巴比伦城啊。
We often describe American society as the great city of Babylon.
其实美国社会有很多的优点。
But actually, there are many virtues of the American society.
但是很可惜的，很多青年是优点没有学到，缺点样样都有。
But unfortunately, most of the youth only learn the bad points, shortcomings of the society, and not the virtues.
其实这个社会有很多优点值得我们学习。
But actually, there are many virtues for us to learn from the Western culture.
所以西方社会认为的道德啊，只认为的美德。
So the virtues of the Western society.
诚实、勇敢、操守、乐观。
Honesty, courage, integrity, and optimism.
那现在这种美德在学校里面没有在教啊。
But these virtues are not taught in school.
现在学校是在教法律。
Rather, school teaches law.
所以从这个小学生开始，就那个校园的警察在巡逻。
So from elementary school, you will see security guards patrolling.
为什么
？Why？
因为这个道德哦，会含有道德标这个人的这个德哈 ，virtue 含有道德的标准。
Because virtue entails moral values.
那在这个极端个人的社会里面呢，道德标准是不能够教导的。
Because in this extreme individual society, we're not allowed to teach moral values.
因为你一教导，就表示你把你的道德标准加在别人的身上。
Because when you instruct moral values, you are imposing your own values on others.
所以我们发现啊，这个西方社会教导下来的啊，里面没有在教德道德。
So we know people who are educated under the Western culture do not have are not educated in moral values.
这个是一个很严重的缺点。
And this is a great shortcoming.
人生最重要的在学校没有教。
Something that's the most important in life is not taught in school.
第三点哈。
Third.
那这个道德从哪里来？
Where does this virtue come from?
其实真正的道德是从敬畏神来的。
The true virtue comes from fear of the Lord.
罗马书第一章在描写，我们看罗马书第一章。
In the book of Romans, chapter 1, it illustrates this point. Please turn to the first book, Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章哈。说神的事情十九节
verse 19
说神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里因为神已经给他显明所以说神的存在神性是明明可知的
here it says that the essence of God is obvious
虽然眼睛看不到你没有办法说没有
although it's invisible we cannot deny it
二十一节就说人就故意不认识神
but then verse 21 it says that man purposely deny God
那不尊重神
defile him
然后二十二节就开始讲道德的堕落
And verse 22 begins to describe the moral degradation.
所以这个人因为没有敬畏神，不懂得神， 所以道德就没有。
Because they do not know God, they do not fear God, so they do not have morals.
所以现在我们发现美国的学校教育里面很严重的缺点，没有道德。
So we find that one of the shortcomings of the American school system is lack of moral value.
1960年代，学校里面所忧虑的是什么？
In the 60s, what are the schools worry about?
就是什么，上车不排队啊。
The children do not line up for bus.
嚼口香糖啊，到处吐啊。
They chew gum.
再来偶尔打架。
And they fight.
1990年代，现在学校忧虑是什么？
In 1990, what are the schools worry about?
带枪啊。
That students have guns.
是不是？ 暴力啊。
Violence.
婚前怀孕啊。
Premarital pregnancy.
还有吸毒啊。
Drugs.
好多好多。 所以现在你会发现现在学校的问题比60年代的严重了很多。
You will discover that the issues present time is much worse than in the 60s.
因为现在的学校被人文主义者所掌管。
Because the schools have been controlled by individualism.
所有的这个教科书全部都是人文主义写的。
And all of the textbooks are written by people with strong individual views.
所有的神全部都把它擦掉。
God is erased.
请问大家，清教徒为什么从英国到美国来？
I ask you, why did the pilgrims come to Puritans come to the America?
为什么？
Why?
为什么清教徒从英国到美国来？
Why did Puritans immigrate from England to America?
如果你读这个非教科书的历史，你知道就是为着信仰的自由。
If you read non-school textbooks, you know that they came for religious reasons.
但是你如果在你学校的教科书里面，清教徒为什么从英国到美国来，绝对提不到，没有提到神。
But if you read your textbooks in school, they do not mention God.
因此在这个美国的学校长大的青年，既然头脑已经没有神了，道德就没有绝对的标准。
So the youth growing up in the American school system, they don't have God, thus they don't have moral values.
因此我们在学校里面受教育，我们要对我们所参加的学校要有很清楚的了解。
So when we are studying in our school, we must understand the school system.
所以如果没有神，一切都是被允许的。
Because there's no God, that's why everything is permissible.
所以自由变成放纵。
That's why freedom becomes indulgence.
因此，这要怎么样来改变他的缺点？
So how do we correct this?
因此这个道德教育要求家庭跟教会来补偿。
We must supplement this moral education from home and school, church.
第四个。
Fourth.
青年人应该要追求美德。
The young people should pursue virtues.
在提摩太前书第6章里面说。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6,
我们看提摩太前书第6章。
Please refer to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
11节。
Verse 11.
但你这个属神的人要逃避这一些事， 追求公义， 敬虔， 信心， 爱心， 忍耐， 温柔。 这里保罗在告诉提摩太这个年轻人。
Here Paul encourages Timothy.
说你要逃避一些事情。
Flee from all things.
逃避贪财。
Flee from
贪财。
Greed.
逃避少年的私欲。
Flee from youthful lust.
逃避世俗的虚谈。
Flee from worldly talks.
然后你要追求。
And then pursue.
这就是美德。
This is virtue.
第一个是公义。
First is righteousness.
第二个是敬虔。
Second, godliness.
这个敬虔就是对神的这种敬畏。
Godliness is the fear to God.
因此产生一种生活上的一种自己的一种约束。
And then we will have self-control in our lives.
因为对神的敬畏产生我们对人的一种关心。
Because of a fear of the Lord, we naturally will have show a care toward others.
第三个是信心。
Third is faith.
对神的信心。
Faith toward God.
第四个是爱心。
Then love.
对人的爱心。
Love toward man.
第五个是忍耐。
Then endurance.
在生活当中的耐性。
Patience in your daily life.
最后一个是温柔。
Gentleness.
谦卑温柔。
Humbleness and gentleness.
所以在美国，一个最在 能够让我们学到一点道德教育，应该是基督教的学校。
And in America, those only Christian schools teaches you moral values.
但是因为基督教学校很贵啊，我们一般人没有办法参加得起啊，所以我们在一般公立学校里面，我们就要自觉在那个地方我们学不到道德。
Because most Christian schools are private schools, very expensive. So when we are in public schools, we should have this realization.
因此我们自己本身，如果有一天你有家庭，你要注意在家里面教道德。
And as for ourselves, one day when we have a family, we should be watchful to educate moral values in our family.
那在学校这个教会里面，宗教教育要加强这个青年的道德教育。
And in church, in religious education, we should strengthen moral teachings.
是我们能够补足这个学校教育的不足。
So that we could supplement school education.
好，那这个学校教育的第二个目标就是知识。
And the second goal of education is knowledge.
那为什么我们要追求知识
？Why would we want to pursue knowledge？
我在这里用三点大家互相的来思想一下。
Let's think about these three points.
第一个知识可以提高人类的文明。
First, knowledge elevates human civilization.
我们现在会这么文明就是因为人类几千年来不断追求知识的进步的结果。
Humans are advanced now because throughout the years we have been pursuing after knowledge.
那物质的水准跟文化水准不太一样。
And material standard does not equal cultural standard.
文化水准要靠知识的教育来的。
And cultural standard is from knowledge.
那物质水准有时候钱多就有了。
And material standard comes is monetary.
如果我们有去过日本。
If we've been to Japan.
那你再去亚洲的其他亚洲的国家。
And then to other Asian countries.
其他亚洲的国家现在有称作什么亚洲四条龙，哪四条
？And there are four countries that have been named four dragons of the Asia. What are they?
除了日本呢，又还有哪四条龙
？Except Japan, what are the other three?
韩国。
Korea。
香港、
Hong Kong、
新加坡、
Singapore、
台湾哈、
and Taiwan。
Okay. 好，那你访问这五个社会，你会发现不太一样。
If you go visit these five societies, you'll see differences.
这个四条龙经济水准很高。
These four dragons, they have high economic standard.
但是人民最文明最有教养，你在学校里面看到最有公德心的是日本。
But the most culturally advanced, most morally aware is Japanese.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们注重教育。
Because they emphasize education.
所以每一本书你一个知识比较进步的书出来不到两三个月，马上有日文的翻译本。
Every book, as long as they are knowledgeable, several months after publication, will have a Japanese version.
有一次我在印尼遇到一个弟兄。
Once I met a brother in Indonesia.
他在银行上班。
He worked in a bank.
他说他到日本去旅游一趟觉得非常惭愧。
He said he traveled to Japan, and he felt very shame.
我问他问你惭愧什么
？And I asked him, why do you feel shameful?
他说到日本在这个地下铁，在公共汽车上，好像很多人人手一本书在读。
He said in Japan, on the subway, on the bus, seems like everyone has a book on their hands.
所以人一直在追求新知识。
So that people there are always pursuing after new knowledge.
但是在其他的地方书一读完放在书架里面，你就灰尘你二十年没有读过一本新书。
But in other countries, people tend to read the book and just put it aside for 10 or 20 years.
那因为对知识的吸收不太一样，所以你可以发现整个社会里面那个文明教养不太一样。
Because knowledge is absorbed at different amounts, so you see the differences in culture.
在莫斯科遇到一个信徒。
In Moscow, I met a brother.
他是一个知识分子
He's a very knowledgeable person.
大学教授。
He's a professor in college.
他说他以前在德国上班。
Said he worked in Germany.
那以后他坐火车到莫斯科。
And after that, he took the train to Moscow.
那莫斯科有一次放假，他坐火车回到北平。
And one time during vacation, he took a train back to Beijing from Moscow.
他发现这个在德国的火车站所看到，在跟莫斯科火车站他看到，在到北平的火车站看到不太一样。
He found differences in the train stations in Germany, Moscow, and Beijing.
文化水准不一样。
Because cultural standards are different.
所以整个影响你对那个社会所看到的这种秩序的这种气质不太一样。
So this influences how you feel and how what you see of the society.
所以要提高人类的文明水准，要靠着教育。
So in order to elevate human civilization, we must utilize education.
那什么叫做现代人
And what is a modern man?
我们一讲讲到现代人就是什么电子表，是不是？
When we think of a modern man, we think of a digital watch.
然后这个腰部带一个 pager.
And that a person carries a pager.
手里拿一个行动电话。
And they have a cellular phone in their hand.
好像这个就是现代人。
This might be a picture of a modern man.
其实现代人一个最重要的特色是讲理呀。
But actually, a main characteristic of a modern man is that he's reasoning.
那这个讲理啊，就是从教育来的。
And reasoning comes from education.
所以教育很重要。
That's why education is very important.
古代的人不是讲理，是比拳头的。
And people of the ancient times, they don't rationalize, rather they fight.
你看那个非洲的部落，谁的拳头大，他就赢了。
If you look at the tribes in Africa, the person who wins is the person with the biggest fist.
所以你看，非洲如果一个政权要转移那个机关枪、坦克，这个总统要包着，不然很危险的。
And if you see revolts in Africa, the government must surround themselves with tanks and army to protect themselves.
在西方的社会，你看一个总统到转到另外一个总统，总统府不需要有大坦克在那里包围。
But in Western society, the carried on of different parties in the presidency do not require any military protection.
因为整个这个社会的人明理。
Because the whole society is rational and reasonable.
不是枪杆就可以出政权。
It's not that whoever has the military power has the authority.
是从选举里面出来的。
Rather, it's from election.
这个叫做文明啊。
This is advanced.
那这个结果就是从教育来的。
And civilization comes from education.
所以这个民主社会应该是一个基本条件，就是选民的素质要很高。那这个选民的素质高，就是从教育来的。
So a civilized country must have people who elect, and people who elect must be highly educated.
有没有听过说什么左派右派？有没有这句话从哪里来
？Have you heard of the left and right party? Where does this phrase come from?
左派跟右派是从英国的国会来的。
The left and right party comes from the English Parliament.
他们开会的时候，如果意见不一样有的一坐有左边，有的坐右边一边。
When they have a meeting, if during disagreement, one party will sit on the left side, the other will sit on the right side.
意见不一样但是西装打的领带打得很好不会打架。
Although they disagree.And they have suits on, they will not fight.
你有没有看过电视里面那个议员跑到桌上去跳着打架，有没有？
Have you seen a Senate who jumps on tables when wanting to fight?
还有女的议员会咬人哦。
And have you seen a female Senate who wants to bite others?
这个在电视都看过了。
And we've seen this on TV.
那为什么同样民主政治这么差别？
Why is it they are both democratic countries but such drastic difference?
有的意见不一样，但是他可以很绅士的风度。
Some they differ in opinion, but they have
很绅士的风度。
They have good mannerism.
但是有的意见不一样要打架，要咬人。
But while in another country, they differ in opinion, they want to fight and they want to bite.
这个就是文化水准不一样。
This is a difference in a cultural standard.
那这就是从教育来的。
And this comes from education.
所以教育会提高人类的文明。
So education elevates human civilization.
因此在这个西方社会不是你枪多你武力大拳头大你就赢，不是谁的理多他就赢了。
So in the Western society, it's not who has the most weapons wins, rather who has most reasonings and rationales.
那第二个教育会提供我们生活的技能。
Second, education provides skills in life.
这也非常的重要。
This is also very crucial.
现在是一个可以说是一个知识爆发的时代。
We could say that this is an information age.
所以一个人必须要追求知识的进步，才能够跟上时代。
So that we all must pursue after knowledge in order to be catch up to the society.
20 years ago, 如果你会电脑这个表示了不起。
20 years ago, if you know computers, you are quite unusual.
今天如果你和电脑，你很平常。
But today, if you know not computers, you are quite a common person.
再过20年了，如果你不会电脑，你变成文盲。
And 20 years from now, if you don't know computers, you are going to be unknowledgeable person.
再过二十年，你如果不懂得电脑，你怎么样提款存款？你怎么样跟人交通都没有办法。
So 20 years from now, everything will be computerized.
那一个人呢、啊，要从这个无知的状态进到他能够进入电脑的时代，这需要知识啊。
So from not knowing anything to the age of computers, we must have knowledge.
因此，要适应这个时代、啊，需要接受教育。
So to adapt to the society, we must have education.
我们才能够做一个现代人啊，这样才有知识。
Then we could be a modern man with knowledge.
那这个知识包括日常生活的基本知识。
And this knowledge includes the common sense in everyday life.
也包括谋生所需要的特别知识。
And also includes the specialized or professional knowledge to survive.
每一个我们现在这个日常生活啊，你会发现科技发达里面呢、啊，你发现你一些。
A simple scenario. If you want to install a heater, we use install it.
暖气啊，
oh, air conditioning.
你要装下面还是装上面
？You want to install it at the bottom of the wall or the top?
装下面还是装上面
？Is it the bottom or the top?
装上面吧，哦，因为空气冷的比较重，会下来。
Top because cold air is heavier, so it will fall.
所以这个就是基本常识。
So this is common sense.
所以在现代社会里面啊，因为这个我们的科技一直发达，你变成基本知识要进步。
So as society advances, our common sense must also advance.
那谋生的特别的知识需要有特别的知识。
And also to survive, we must also have some knowledge.
所以你发现哈、哦，有知识的人用头脑赚钱，没有知识的人用体力赚钱。
So you realize that those with knowledge, they will make a living with their knowledge, while those without, they will use their strength.
那请问你是要用体力赚钱，还是用头脑赚钱
？So would you want to use your knowledge or your physical strength?
这不但哈、哦，这个体力赚钱很辛苦，而且赚的钱也不多。
The physical strength that we use physical strength to make money, it's very tiring and also it's not as effective.
有一个弟兄来到美国。
A brother came to the U.S.
拿到一个我看到机械的硕士。
He got a engineering degree, master's in engineering.
那后来他进入一个公司。
And then he joined a company.
他公司里面有一个 PhD.
And there was a PhD in that company.
他说那个 PhD 现在上班上得很辛苦。
He said his PhD colleague works very hard.
因为他是二十年前的。
Because he had obtained that degree 20 years ago.
所以他很多事情都要问他。
So the colleague had to ask him about a lot of things.
新的知识一直出来。
Because new knowledge keeps on arriving.
那后来他在那个公司上班了五年之后，他发现越来越困难了。
And 5 years after he worked in that company, he also found the same.
因为新的知识一直出来。
Because new knowledge arises.
所以在这个人要适应这个时代里面，变成说你要不断的吸收新知识，就是要不断接受教育。
So in order to adapt to the society, we must continue to educate ourselves.
有一个弟兄在学校里面教电脑。
There was a brother who teaches computers in school.
哦，他说他每个礼拜都要进修，新的一直出来。
He said he needs to study every week because new information keeps on coming out.
如果他不进修啊，他学生一问他就答不出来。
If he doesn't, then he would not be able to answer his students' questions.
所以现在这个时代哦，当教授没有办法像以前了、啊，一本那个讲义已经三十年了，花黄了。
So the professors today cannot be like the professors before.In the past, where they use the same lecture notes for about 10 years.
因为知识一直在进步，所以我们要受教育。
Because knowledge advances, and we must be educated.
因此有人说，知识就是权力。
So some say that knowledge is power.
你如果拥有知识，你就有权力，这是对的。
Have knowledge, then you have power. This is indeed true.
在现在这个社会里面。
In the society today.
你要当一个公司的总裁，要当一个总经理，你要知识相当的薄。
If you want to be a president or CEO of a company, you must be full of knowledge.
所以你才能够把整个公司的情况掌握得住。
So that you can manage the company situation.
你如果无知，你就没有办法了。
If you don't know anything, you're unable to accomplish your task.
这个权就抓不住了。
Then you have no power.
你包括一个国家的总统也是这样。
This includes the president of a country.
大概全世界比较例外是非洲啊。
And an exception country.Is probably countries in Africa.
我们现在在非洲传到一个国家叫做乌干达。
Now we have gospel has reached to Uganda in.
乌干达以前有一个总统叫做阿敏。
There's a president there.
叫做阿敏啊。
His name is Amin.
他是用政变得政权的。
He had gained power through revolt.
这个人会吃人肉。
He's a cannibal.
然后他现在已经被放逐到沙烏地阿拉伯。
Now he's been exiled to Saudi Arabia.
那整个这个非洲国家里面最进步的，唯一不同的就是南非。
And the only country that's different from the rest of the continent Africa is South Africa.
因为南非过去是白人当权。
Because the Caucasians had ruled there.
但是不是这个肤色使他们不能跟人不一样。
But it's not because of the color that they are different.
因为他们比较有知识。
Rather, because the Caucasians are more knowledgeable.
所以把整个国家带向啊比较上轨道。
So they have led the country on track.
那其他的没有知识靠枪的权利。
And other countries without knowledge, they rely on weapons.
所以都落后了。
Does they digress?
所以我们在这个社会上，我们要认识啊，知识很重要，知识就是权力。
So in this society, we must view knowledge as very important, which is power.
那连是圣经属灵上也是这样讲。
And spiritually speaking, it's the same.
啊，圣经里面也讲啊，他说这祭司如果弃掉知识，神就要弃掉他。
The Bible says that if the priest abandons the law, God will also abandon him.
所以这个神所用的人都在属灵知识上要不断的进步。
So a man of God must also advance in the knowledge of God.
那第三点，为什么要追求知识呢？
Third, why do we want to pursue knowledge?
因为我们要预备服侍神的工具。
Because we want to equip ourselves to serve God.
摩西到了40岁啊，受了埃及一切的教育，说话行事都有能力。
At age 40, Moses was educated under the Egyptian system. He was well knowledged.
所以如果能够接受更好的教育，将来啊要服侍神有更好的工具。
So, to be well educated, now we could be a more useful tool to God in the future.
所以传道书里面就凡事虚空啊，并不等于说不要读书啊。
So in the book of Ecclesiastes, though it says everything is meaningless, doesn't mean that we don't need to study.
有一个妈妈说啊，我叫我的孩子读书，她说你看传道书。
It's true. A mother had told his son to study, but he said, look at Ecclesiastes.
你如果真的要做神的工哦，你更要把书读好。
If you truly want to do the work of God, you must study well.
因为将来你会有很多很好的工具可以用。
Because then you will be equipped with much tools for the future.
我们现在在教会里面在讲道都是双语的。
In church, for example, we use bilingual sermons.
这是过渡期间的。
This is just a period, passing period.
那将来一定会单语。
And I believe in the future we will use monolingual.
不论写文章，不论翻译。
Whether it's literature or translation.
我们需要有更好的教育，所以我们写的文章啊，才会跟这里社会的人长大的一样。
We must have better education so we could assimilate into the society.
言语也是这样。
Same thing in language.
所以有人讲说，我不是讲 Pacifica 教会啦，有人讲说，在我们教会里面要听这个英文翻译要有国学基础。
Some people say that. To listen to translation in our church,
需要有中国的文化背景。
They must have a background of Chinese culture.
为什么
？Why？
因为有时候我不是讲这些哈，因为有时候我们在翻译都是用中国式的表达法。
Because sometimes when we translate, we used Chinese expressions.
所以不是说会讲英文的就是英文很好。
It's not that if you can speak English, you can speak it well.
就好像说，不是会讲中文的，就表示中文很好。
And at the same token, it's not that if you know Chinese, you can speak it well also.
因此，如果我们能够好好接受教育啊，使我们有很好的英文，将来在文字的翻译上、语言的翻译上啊，都能够让人得到很大的造就。
So if we can be educated now and improve our English writing or speaking skills, we could edify others in the future.
有一次我在伦敦啊，他们拿一本这个伦敦的文宣讲习会这个青年的作品给我看。
And when I was in London once, they given me a product of the literary seminar there.
好，我看了真的很羡慕。
And after I saw it, I was quite impressed.
他们那里面那个文章的写法完全就是啊西方式的语言的用法。
The articles written were very with true English style.
所以这个我们在这个西方长大一看就觉得非常顺眼。
And it's for a person who was brought up in the English society, they read it smoothly.
因此我们要服侍神我们 教育很重要，应该好好读书。
So to serve God, education is very important, and we should all do our best to study.
有一个爸爸说啊，他不让他孩子打工。
A father said once that he does not allow his children to work.
我想他有他的理由。
And I believe he has his reasoning.
啊，读书的时间呢，没有几年了，尽量读。
Because there's only a few years to study, so when you have it, you should concentrate all your efforts.
以后要赚钱还有很多机会。
And if you want to make money, you could do that later.
哦，所以我们要把握时间哦，多求学，多追求知识。
So we must take hold of the opportunity and learn more and educate ourselves.
有一句话说。
There's a saying.
中国人讲啊，说你欲穷千里目，你如果要看得很远，要怎么办
？It says, if you set your goals very high.
你要看得越远，你要怎么办？
If you want to set your goal very far away.
怎么办？
What do you do?
更上一层楼，再爬一层楼上去。
You must elevate to another level.
所以我们对整个世界、整个人生，你如果能够希望能够看得越清楚，怎么办？
So for us, if you want to look at life more clearly, what do you do?
你要更上一层楼，知识上要再追求。
You must go to another higher level. You must pursue knowledge to another level.
你就看得越清楚了。
Then you'll see clearly.
好，那学校教育的第三个哈，就是身体上的操练。
So the third goal of education is physical training.
提摩太前书说，操练身体啊，益处还少，这不是没有益处哦，益处还少。
First Timothy, it says that physical training is valuable.
所以我们也要操练身体。
So we must also train ourselves physically.
在年轻的时候要保养身体。
We must keep ourselves healthy in our youth.
因为健康的健康是人生幸福的一个很重要的因素。
For health is an essential element to a wholesome life.
钱失去了还可以再赚回来啊。
If we lose money, we could all make it back.
但是有时候你如果失去健康啊，很久很久都回不来。
But if you lose health, it might take you a long time before you can gain back.
所以在学校教育里面，另外一个重要项目就是锻炼身体。
So another goal of education is to train yourself physically.
身体不好，有时候你要做事做圣工啊，都受到影响。
If you are not physically fit, it might affect your schoolwork and as well as your church work.
所以提摩太后书第四章讲，有一个工人啊，因为生病了，保罗说你就在那里休息吧，不能做工了。
In First Timothy, Paul said, of an yield worker to have him rest.
因此在这个学校教育里面我们要养成一个运动的习惯。
So in our school, we must build up a habit of exercise.
那有人做一个调查说现在的小孩子体力比较以前差。
And there was a study done that had surveyed that children nowadays are not as physically fit as children in the past.
他叫这个叫什么？引体向上怎么讲？
Pull up.
好，或者这个伏地挺身
or push-ups.
有的拉一次都拉不起来。
Some children cannot even do one pull-up.
这个伏地挺身一趴下去起不来。
And once they go down in the push-ups, they are not able to come back up.
那为什么现在小孩子体力比以前差？
Why is it that children are not as fit nowadays as in the past?
到最后他就归咎电视。
And we could sum this reasoning into TV.
回家以后电视一坐，那江父就一直晒，所以身体胖胖的，但是跑不动。
Because once they get home from school, they sit in front of TV and they just munch on junk food. Although they are, they have a lot of weight, they cannot do work.
但是以前这个电视还没有这么多卡通之前啊，小孩子放学回家，功课做好就出去赛跑、打球啊，就去玩啊、吊单杠啊，这身体很好。
But before many cartoon programs were available on TV, children get home, finish their homework, and go exercise, play sports outside.
有一天啊，如果你当父母，不要给小孩子看太多电视。
So one day, when you're a parent, you should not allow your children to watch too much TV.
宁可电视关起来，赶他出去玩，对身体有帮助。
You want to turn off the TV and make them go outside and play.
你看，我们有很多戴眼镜是因为读书读很多才戴眼镜。
So many of us wear glasses, and we wear glasses because we study, or we watch too much TV.
所以看起来就很有深度啊。
And wearing glasses make us look very studious.
但是有的人戴眼镜是因为电视看太多。
But some really wear glasses because they watch too much TV.
所以要养成运动的习惯。
So we must build up a exercise habit.
多做有意义的休闲活动。
And we also involve ourselves in meaningful recreational activities.
所以一放假不要就打牌啦，这个看 video 这个不好。
So when during vacation, do not play cards or play video games.
你宁可去爬山、去游泳、去郊游。
You want to rather go hiking or on trips.
这个对你身体有帮助，对心灵也有帮助。
This is good for your health, both physically and spiritually.
你发现哦，从岛国的地方人出来的，跟在一个大的地方人出来，心态不太一样，不是绝对的。
You can see a difference from people who grew up in an island and the people who grew up in large continent.
因为这个岛国是小的地方哦，没地方跑。
Because people who grew up in an island, they are limited in physical space.
所以有时候一放假没地方跑的时候，就餐馆了，到处都是餐馆。
So during the weekends when they have nothing to do, what do? They go to restaurants.
不然就打牌啊。
Or they play cards.
所以在这个情况之下，长大使人的心哦很小，很变成很小气啊，眼光狭小。
So growing up in those such environments.Narrows their mind.
但是在这个比较开旷的人，因为常常接触大自然，变成说心胸很宽阔，而且人这个个性很开朗。
But in larger countries, we have a broader view because we meet and see more things.
所以要多做有意义的休闲活动。
So we should be involved in more meaningful recreational activities.
多照顾自己的身体。
And take good care of your health.
所以保罗在监牢里面他告诉提摩太说：“我那件衣服要把我带来哦。”
So while in jail, Paul.Told Timothy to remember to bring his cloak.
保罗虽然在监牢，他也没有说死就算了身体还是要照顾，衣服带来。
Although he was imprisoned, he did not say that to give up his life. Rather, he still wanted to take care of it.
如果主要我们死，我们当然是很荣耀。但是主不要我们死，自己要把他身体弄坏死了就不行。
Of course, it is glorious, if the Lord wants us to pass away. But if He doesn't, we must take care of our body.
所以身体摧残而死你到主耶稣那里，主耶稣问你，我没有叫你来，你怎么来？
So if you neglect your body to death and you went up to the Lord, he might ask you, I didn't tell you to come, why are you here?
所以身体是神赐的在你年轻的时候要好好的保养。
So our body is given by God. When we're in our youth, we must take care of it.
要做圣工了，要祷告，也比那能够持久。
And so that we could endure when we do holy work and when we pray.
好，我们明天继续把后半段讲完。
And we'll continue this tomorrow.